Welcome to Day 7. Today's devotional is entitled, We Are Privileged to Pray, by Dallas Weir. Let's begin today's devotional with Worship, by Nathan Walker. Today's devotion is entitled, We Are Privileged to Pray. As early as Genesis 4, we are told, Then men began to call on the name of the Lord. Previously, God had initiated the conversation between himself and man. One of the most important things we can do in a relationship with someone we love is to have meaningful conversations. That's what prayer is, spending time with someone you love and telling them what's on your heart. What most people don't leave time for in their prayers is their Heavenly Father sharing what He has on His heart. In the book of Matthew, Jesus gave us an outline for prayer. He starts it by saying, "When you pray," inferring that this is a normal part of our daily routine. He continues by telling us, "In this manner pray." We read in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 that we should rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. We can be encouraged that God looks forward to spending some time with us. The scripture we just read said to pray continually. Some might ask, how can I do that? My schedule is already crowded. This does not mean that we must be on our knees 24 hours a day, but that as we go through our daily routines, we have an attitude of prayer. As we go to work, go grocery shopping, or watch our children play sports, our geographical location or body position is not what is important. We just need to know that whatever we are doing, we are privileged to be in contact with our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Prayer is a powerful tool that God's children have at their disposal. When we pray in the name of Jesus, we are praying with the full authority of the name that is above every name. Jesus told his disciples after he cursed the fig tree, and they stood looking at him in awe. But also, if you say to this mountain, "Be removed and be cast into the sea," it will be done. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Let these words sink in for us today. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. No wonder 1 Thessalonians said, we can rejoice always as we pray continually. Jesus echoed these words in John 16, "Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask in his name, and you will receive, that your joy may be full." The question for us today as we close this devotional is, why don't we have more awesome prayer times? Most likely, the answer is we are busy. We would rather shoot someone a text or send a quick email. But to pick up the phone or drive to someone's house requires time. Sometimes a quick under-your-breath prayer is what is needed before an important meeting, but hopefully that is not what makes up the bulk of our prayer life. We are privileged to pray. Let's take advantage of that privilege and move some mountains in Jesus' name. Let us take a moment and thank God that we are privileged to pray. Now ask Him if there's anything on His heart today that He wants to share with us to help us through this day. Today's memory verse is Psalm 100, verse 3. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Now join me as we say it again. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Psalm 100, verse 3. And one last time. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Psalm 100, verse 3. All right, great job. Now go and have an awesome day in Jesus' name.